I don't know.
Okay. What about a call to the chicken when it's feeding time?
Here, chicky, chicky, chicky.
Okay. Is there anything that you might say to a cow to get them to stand still during milking?
No.
Okay. What about a call to a horse or mule to make them turn right or left when you're plowing?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay, is that when you're standing still and you want to go, or is that when you're already moving?
Either, I guess.
Okay. What would you say to him to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. What if you wanted to back him up?
I don't know.
Okay. If you want to hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to put something around his shoulders. What would you call that thing?
A halter.
Okay, would you describe a halter for me?
The structure that you, like a collar, the brace he's putting in.
Okay, okay. Do you know of any other word for that?
No.
Okay. If you're plowing with a horse or a mule and those leather things that you hold in your hand, the guy in there, what do you call those?
The reins.
Okay. And if you're just riding horseback, what would you call them?
The reins.
Okay. If you're riding horseback, what do you put your feet into?
The stirrups.
Okay. And, okay, like this. When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
Okay. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little something off.
A little piece off, a little.
Okay. 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 If you'd been traveling and you have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a to go before dark.
A great distance.
Okay, what's another way you might say that?
A long trip.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about
any place.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
Okay. He fell this way.
He fell forwards.
Okay. And I might ask you, did you catch any fish? And you might say, no, a one.
I missed one.
Okay, would you ever use, or have you ever heard nary or nari? Nary one or nari one?
I nared one.
Okay, okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
am innocent.
Okay, or what's another way of saying that?
Not guilty.
Okay. Or
I didn't do it.
Okay. I can move this one. Let's see. If somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. And the crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. Now you might say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble
continued.
Okay. Or would you ever say like as not or apt as not?
No.
Okay. What do you call those trenches that are cut by the plow?
A furrow.
What?
A furrow.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you'd say, we sure did raise a big
crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
Okay. And sometimes after you cut the hay down, you can go back and it'll grow back, you know, and you can go back and cut it again. Do you know what you'd call it when you cut it again?
No.
Okay. What do you call old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?